And now, the story of a unique hip-hop group from Wisconsin, which begins with a girl named Annie.
I was screaming, not very joyful.
Annie's talking about what her morning routine used to be like before hip-hop helped her hop to it.
My mother had to dress me, feed me, brush my teeth, comb my hair. Well, she lies, had to do my hair because it's too long. Put my shoes on and give me the meds, walk me out to the bus.
Enter Greg Marshall. He's a children's therapist in Madison who was assigned to help Annie with her cognitive disabilities and her rocky routine before school. Annie and Greg share a love of hip-hop, so they sat down together and wrote a rap about getting ready in the morning called Annie's Song.
I don't take my meds because they make me feel better. Sometimes I don't like it, but I know it does me good, so I take my meds without complaining like I know I should. Sometimes I stretch, but down touch my feet, but after taking meds, it's time to brush my teeth.
Enjoying her new favorite CD helped Annie cut her daily routine from a tumultuous 2 hours to a silky smooth 30 minutes. Greg says hip-hop lends itself very well to music therapy used in child psychology.
There's certain therapies that are done where when you help kids kind of learn to catch a rhythm and build on a rhythm, it actually helps them focus and take in and process information. And so when you got this very repetitive, predictable beat, it makes it so that the mind and the body can kind of get into a rhythm, and it's actually gets you in this more of a just right place where you can take in information, process it, and then communicate it back, because your body's sort of being regulated by this rhythm that's predictable and enjoyable.
After succeeding so well with Annie, Greg got the idea to use hip-hop to help all kinds of kids struggling with everything from homework to good nutrition to making friends. So Greg gathered his friends, Jeremy Bryan and Dave Olson, and formed The Figureheads. Writing and performing accessible and positive songs to wildly enthusiastic audiences around Wisconsin and the U.S.
Because it just cuts
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It has a good message and everything.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. It's very inspirational.
Dave Olson says kids find The Figureheads' hip-hop so inspirational because it speaks to them directly and doesn't talk down to them.
Yeah, I mean, when I was those kids out there age, I was listening to the Beastie Boys, you know, License to Ill or whatever when that came out. So I wasn't going to hear anybody that talks down to me like that. They deserve to be talked straight to.
While The Figureheads' music helps kids reach for the stars, Greg, Dave, and Jeremy Bryan claim they don't aspire to be rich and famous.
And we see the community as our record label rather than seeking out Disney or seeking out someone to sign to. We really want the community to engage us and support us.
In fact, the band's recording and promotion is done through a nonprofit agency they helped create called Kiddo Publishing, which also produces companion books that help kids, teachers, and parents apply the music's message into everyday life. And as far as Annie's new day-to-day life?
Are you glad you get up putting around in the morning?
Totally. So I still get really good sense. Yeah.
The Figureheads perform in Oshkosh tomorrow at the Grand Opera House. This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.
This is Annie's song. It's a jam to us. One last thing, kid, get on the bus. See, this is Annie's song. This is Annie's song. Yeah, this is Annie's song. Yeah, this is Annie's song. Yeah, this is Annie's song. This is Annie's song. Yeah, that's right. This is Annie's song. All right. Come out, come out, come out. Gotta make a good decision. And when I get my clothes on, I get to go to the kitchen. Come out, come out, come out. Gotta make a good decision. And when I get my clothes on, I get...